And I really don't know how I look to you. Walls fall down, strongholds break. So I'm gonna praise you, oh God. You are the God. You're omnipotent, almighty, defender. Breakthrough in my mind.
Breakthrough in my spirit.
Breakthrough
in my soul.
Breakthrough in my weakness.
Breakthrough in my struggle.
You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship. Breakthrough in my praise.
Breakthrough when I live to glorify your name.
Breakthrough when I live. Breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough.
You are the God of the breakthrough.
You are my God.
even when I can't see my way. I really don't know. I look to you who walls fall down, strongholds break. So I'm gonna praise. You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough.
Hallelujah. Oh, we lift you up. If you're thankful that He's the God of the breakthrough, come on and lift your voice. Shout a praise across the house tonight. If He's been good, if He's your deliverer, if He's your Savior, oh, we lift you high, oh Lord. Oh, we lift you high. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. Strongholds break in praise. There's victory found in praise. When you lift Him up and you come before the Lord, there's nothing you can't face. There's nothing you can't overcome. Come on and lift Him up. Come on and give Him praise. Oh, we lift you, Jesus. We lift you, Jesus. Oh, we glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. It's so good to be in the house tonight. Let's just get out in the aisle and greet our visitors and just introduce ourselves to each other and just tell them it's good to see them in the house of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Why don't you lift up a shout of praise to Jesus? Come on, now that you've greeted your neighbor, why don't you greet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Come on, is that all you got? Somebody lift up a shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Now, we at New Life have been accused of being long on spirit and short on form. So this is the part of the service that we don't do so well. I'm going to take a few minutes to make a few announcements. But I want to preface everything else that we say tonight by saying this. That in most youth meetings that you go to, as a matter of fact, preachers train to function this way. If there's a 2 or 3 night meeting, the first night, what they are going to strategically do, now young people, pay attention to this. This is what they're going to do. There is this preconceived idea that young people have been living carnal all week long, and that we have youth meetings to first and foremost ignite young people to praise and worship and pray and do all of those kinds of things. I want to dispel that myth. I do not believe that we are, I don't believe I'm looking at a generation tonight that's been being carnal all week long, and you came tonight for us to pray you through. I believe I'm talking to some young people who came with a made-up mind. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I believe that generation 2018 has a made-up mind. I'm going to have revival. I'm going to be a worshiper. So there's no warm-up song. There's no warm-up sermon. There's no warm-up act. You might ought to just step in and have a move of God tonight. All right? If you've got the Holy Ghost and you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you've got the power of God on the inside of you. I don't care if you're 5 or 50. You've got the Holy Ghost. You're anointed. You are appointed. Ah! Does somebody believe that tonight? Praise God. Welcome. All of our guests, visitors, pastors, youth pastors, students, to Alabama Youth Revival 2018. We're going to have a move of God tonight. We are very excited about everything that's going to happen, and we are excited that you are here. You don't have to be seated. I'm going to make announcements, but you can stand, because right after I'm done, they're going to shout and sing, and you're going to dance and have a move of God, and I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of the service. Immediately after the service tonight, we are going to have a banquet. That banquet is going to start around 10 o'clock. But I hope and pray. Now, this is how we function. We put a schedule together. But the schedule is not primary, okay? The schedule is secondary. Because the primary thing is to allow the Holy Ghost to do what the Holy Ghost wants to do. So, we're going to have a banquet, all right? And we're going to have a good time. After the banquet, we're going to have a lock-in. And so those of you who are 17 and over can come to the lock-in. Those of you who are under 17 can come to the lock-in too. You just need to have a parent or guardian or youth pastor or somebody with you. It's going to be a basketball tournament. Brother Jermaine, where are you? Brother Jermaine is going to be heading up the basketball tournament. So if you want to enter a team into that tournament, see Brother Jermaine. What else? Now, I have some sad news very quick. We have to have a very quick funeral for Alabama Youth Revival Conference, because this is the last year that we are doing Alabama Youth Revival Conference. Everybody say, aw. But it's not the last year that we're going to be meeting at the beginning of the year. Next year, we will be launching a youth development forum. Everybody say, youth development forum. Back to the premise of the announcements, back to the point that I do not believe that young people need to, that it's all about praying young people through to the, it's not the will of God that we just keep you out of hell. As a matter of fact, if that's where we have the conversation, then we set the bar really low and you will strive to stay out of hell. But it is the will of God that we launch young people into ministry. So next year we will be having a youth development forum. It's going to be focused on leadership. We have been in discussions with Brother Wilson. We are hoping and praying it works in his schedule. It looks like it will be. So our Thursday night and Friday night, Brother Wilson, hopefully, we're praying, crossing our fingers, will be with us. If not, we will find some other capable, able-bodied preacher to do this. But we're going to be launching Vision for Youth Ministry with Brother Wilson, and we will be having day sessions on Friday. It's going to be all kinds of things packed into these activities, but we will be talking about launching school Bible studies. We will be talking about starting youth development programs in your local church so that you can set the bar high, so that young people can stay full of the Holy Ghost and can develop a prayer life and can do everything. Listen, it's not the will of God for us to wait till you turn 30 to have a revival. I'm telling you, there are people in your school that need to hear the gospel. You don't need to wait till you grow up. It's the will of God that you have revival now. Somebody praise him. And if I can, all of the youth pastors and pastors that are here, if I could get your information, myself or Brother Jermaine, if we could get your information before you leave the service tonight, we want to stay in touch with you and let you know about those events and how that's going to materialize. I'd like to get as many pastors and youth pastors on board with us. We need partners in this endeavor, so we'll be continuing this conversation going forward. But this is a vision that's been kind of brewing over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's something that's about to materialize, and I'm really excited about that. And now we're going to take up an offering. All right, this is the part of the service where we give. We take up a tithing and an offering. And the reason tithing is a part of our worship. Now if you're a guest here, this is a normal pitch for us, but if you're a guest here, we actually do not expect you to support the work. All right, the Bible says that the coin is in the fish's mouth, so we're not worried about money. But I will tell you this. The Bible says that if you give, God said, try me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out upon you a blessing that you are not able to contain. So I want to qualify this by saying, you don't have to support what we're doing. As a matter of fact, we don't need you to, but I'll tell you this, that if you try God and you prove him, God will open up the windows of heaven and he will pour you out a blessing that you're not able to contain. Ushers, if you would come, let's pray over the offering. Mighty God in heaven, we love you. We praise you. I pray that you would anoint this offering, cause it to bless your kingdom. And everybody say in Jesus' name, worship God as you give tonight.
This is the day.
This is the day.
He's worthy of the praise.
Glory to, glory to, glory to God.
gonna work in your favor. He's gonna work it all out.
Pray in the midnight.
God's gonna turn this thing around. Yes, he will.
He's gonna work it all out.
Yeah.
He's gonna work it all out.
God, come on.
Pray in the midnight.
God's gonna turn this thing around. Yes, he will.
He's gonna work in your favor.
Yeah.
He's gonna work it all out.
Somebody say
Lord.
God's gonna turn it around. Yes, he will.
Give them praise in the house of the Lord. Oh, is anybody going to be in the house of the Lord? It's AYRC 2018, and I wonder if anybody's thankful to be in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Friday night. The world is having parties all over the city.
Hallelujah.
But God is in this place. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And I wonder if I've got some apostolics that don't mind giving God just a little bit of praise.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got somebody in the house that knows what it's like to be down and out, that knows what it's like to be lost, that knows what it's like. I wonder if I got anybody in the house that's just thankful for one more opportunity, for one more chance to come into the house of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord chase hold. Let the redeemed of the Lord chase hold all over this place right now. Let's give them praise.
Holy Ghost Church, yeah! Come on now, put your hands together. Woo! Yeah!
I got joy in my soul.
Come on now.
God is in control. I've got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well.
Yeah.
He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Come on, is there an apostolic in the house tonight? I know you got your pretty clothes on. And I know you came to see who's single and who's got a boyfriend. But is there just a couple in the house who came with an attitude? Come on, is there an enemy pushing against you and your family? Are you ready to push back tonight?
Yeah. Come on,
been through the storm and the rain, but but the blood still stays the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are wrong. I might be in a daze, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
Somebody put your hands together.
This means war.
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 This is church. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. Listen now. You can't have my.
I plead the blood.
I'm talking about the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
It'll wash every sin away.
I plead the blood
of Jesus.
I plead the blood. I plead the blood.
There's something about the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
Woo! Come on now.
I plead the blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
I'm on the battlefield.
We're singing, this means war in the house. And we're singing, I'm on the battlefield fighting for the Lord. But does anyone know how an apostolic fights in the house tonight? We don't fight with Twitter. We don't fight with a Facebook post. We don't fight in a corner talking about somebody behind their back. But the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the... Is there anyone who knows how an apostolic fight? We clap our hands. We stomp our feet. We shout unto God with a voice of triumph. This is a workshop. You don't need to stand here tonight and sing, I'm on the battlefield fighting. You need to get on the battlefield. Come on, somebody right now. Go to war. Go to war. Go to war. Go to war.
You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my.
I plead the blood.
Somebody plead the blood.
Come on, go to war. Go to war. Go to war.
I plead the blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
Yeah.
Woo. I plead the blood.
Come on, somebody. Yeah.
Jesus. I plead the blood.
the battlefield.
Pretty good. And we're about this far away from having apostolic Holy Ghost, one God, tongue talking, Jesus name church in this house.
Tell it.
Just keep doing the rumble for a minute, and then we'll go into the shout beat so we can do our thing. Y'all heard the plan. Keep the rumble going good.
Yes.
Listen. We got a good percentage of folks getting their praise on. And we got a pretty good percentage of folks trying to decide if they want to participate in this or not. I can see the war going on in some people's eyes. I know how long it took you to do your hair tonight. And if you really let go like you want to, you're going to lose that hour and a half due.
All right.
Oh, but I think the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in this house. And it just might be time to go ahead and put that hour and a half due on the side and let God have his way in your life.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, just keep the rumble. A lot of times you go to conferences or churches and the preacher says, what could happen if everyone would get on board? Oh, what could happen if everyone? And I appreciate what they're doing. Keep the rumble going. We'll lose our Holy Ghost if we don't have that bed of music underneath us. Yeah, oh, see? You feel it already, don't you? And they say, what would happen if everyone got on board? And that's a good idea. But I got a news flash for you. Everybody will never, ever get on board. The things of God will never be the most popular. And frenetic worship will never be the most popular. And God is not waiting for everybody to get on board. So I don't need everybody tonight in my calm, cool, collected apostolics. I invite you to just move right into the middle of your pew and put your seatbelt on, because this next dance isn't for you. It's not for everybody. But are there just a couple? Hold on, I'm not ready. I'll tell you it. But are there just a couple? Can I just get four? maybe just five. Is there just one David in the house that's willing to worship God with all their strength? Oh, if we could get two Davids, that'd be good. If we could get four or five. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we don't need everybody. So I'm not waiting on you. But get your pretty shoes out of my way. Because this next dance, it's for me. It's for me and my God, my King, my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer, my Waymaker, my Healer.
Yes, He is.
Just the bass drum, and the rest of the music can stop. Yeah, we're gonna stay here for a minute, so go ahead and just get comfortable. But I believe that there's a generation who doesn't have to have fog and colored lights on the platform. And I don't have to wear my crazy socks. I can just wear plain old black. And I believe there's a generation who doesn't need the praise group singing their favorite song. But is there anyone in Alabama tonight who will just go ahead and have a bona fide Holy Ghost fit? Just you and God. Just you and God. Now would be the time. Come on, apostolics. Nobody can praise him like we can. Come on, apostolic young lady. Praise him in the beauty of holiness. Praise him in the beauty of holiness. I need some praises across the back wall. I need some praises down the side. I need some praises across the back. Come on, praise group. You don't have to sing, but lead us in praise. Lead us in worship. If you're not already doing it, put your hand on your neighbor and say, would you dance with me tonight? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He's too good. I can't praise him by myself. He's too big. I can't praise him by myself. Yes! Yes! man in your city. He's quaking in his boots right now. Yes! Come on, apostolic. Walls are coming down. Anointing is flowing out of your vessel all the way back to your city right now. Church. Pretty church won't save you. Pretty church won't get your friend off drugs. We gotta have a move of God. Is moving right now. The Holy Ghost is moving right now.
Surprise, you've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in, and everything we need you supply. You've got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it were over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Now we're here.
Looking back on where we come from.
Because of you, we're nothing.
Because of you, we're nothing we've done.
To deserve your love.
To deserve the love and mercy you've shown. Your grace was strong.
And you made a way. You perform miracles, and there is nothing that is impossible. And we're standing, it's only
miracle worker,
where we're standing promise right now, the power keep of God is
light
here.
In the
this
darkness,
atmosphere is no my God, than it was in Genesis chapter 1,
you
when
are.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. I'm telling you that the preacher's about to come, worker, and the Word of God is about to go forth. But right now, let's darkness, lift every hand and every heart
God,
and let's pray to God.
That is
God, descend
you
upon
are.
Me. Let the seed of the Word of God fall.
Way maker.
Come on, every hand, every heart.
Promise keeper.
Light in the darkness.
My God, my God.
Light is who you are.
right in this place tonight. This atmosphere is pure. It's full of the presence of God. And all it takes right now in this atmosphere is one match from San Jose, California. A wonderful preacher, an anointed man of God, pastor of a multi-ethnic, multicultural church, a man who is hearing from God and doing a work from God and who for God and who loves young people is about to come to this pulpit. I want to lift every hand right now to heaven, and I want to pray for his family and for his life that God would anoint him right now. Brother Shumate, come preach to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, pray right now. Bless his home and family, God. Bless his church. Anoint him, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Why don't you just reach over and lay your hand on your neighbor and start praying for them while you're praying. God, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost rest upon this sanctuary tonight. Come on, if you want God to do something for you, reach over, pray for somebody, lift your voice. Oh, right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Woo.